It's always a fun conversation when Stacy Williams from the York County Library System joins us here on Palmetto Mornings and give us a rundown about what's going on at our local branch. And good morning to you, Stacy.
Good morning.
Morning.
Let's get right to it. We've got all kind of events happening, including a new local author section at our branch.
This is something we've been working really hard on bringing to York County in general, and we are excited to let the York County community know that if you know a local author, which meaning you're a York County resident, if you know anyone that just wrote a book or is interested in having their work in the library, now's your chance to kind of look at our new local author collection policy. So there are a few guidelines that we have in place. If you visit us online, you can find those guidelines. But this is a chance to like have your work on display in the local library. So we're excited to get that out, the word out about that. So if you know anyone, emerging writers, someone that's in the process of writing a book that may later want their book in the local library, this is their opportunity to have their work showcased.
This is really
cool. This is fantastic, Stacy. Mm-hmm. We have so many folks come on this show that have written books, and we always say, how can people get their hands on it? So now there's a special section. Is this at the main branch here in Rock Hill for right now?
Main branch in Rock Hill.
So it's a whole section for local authors.
Yes.
Do we have
and it's upstairs in our Rock Hill reference area. Oh, okay. So there's a section upstairs, and there will be signage designating that area.
Do we have a lot? I mean, have you heard from lots
of you know,
authors?
We started this last fall, you know, just to kind of get it in place, and now we're trying to get more of the word out, but people are finding out about
we'll
it, and definitely excited about it.
And is it all ages, like children's books as well? Okay, that's great. And then the main library venue is going to be hosting the, is it Underexposed Film Festival?
Yeah, so we're going to have the, we partner each year with the Arts Council on this. And so on Friday, April 25th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the main library, they're going to be showing a couple of the teen films at the library. So teens and families are invited to come out for this event. And they're going to have a couple screenings for show. So we look forward to this every year, just, you know, art in general and just getting the message out about this great festival. So we look forward to that.
And this is a great way because that kind of rounds out the spring break here in town. So if you're doing more of a staycation, that's a great event to be able
to
kind of round up spring break.
It's a great partnership too you have with the Arts Council of York County that has really grown over the last several years, and you hold various events and they'll invite you all to their events, and it kind of goes hand in hand. And again, still am amazed and happy to see the growth of the library system here in the age of technology that we live in. You all are not going anywhere.
No.
And in fact, you've grown and shown how important you are as a central hub to our city. So that's just kudos to your library board and then just how you all have evolved with the community as it grows. So it's those partnerships and those collaborations with others that have really been the strength to expose more folks to what you all have to offer there. You do more than just check out a book, right? That will get you in, and then you learn about your programs. It's pretty impressive. One of the programs that we're passionate about here on this show is the Friends Books on Main store.
Oh, yeah.
They celebrated a big anniversary.
Yeah, they're celebrating 9 years. Can you believe that? Like, they've been on Main Street for 9 years now. And that's a really great accomplishment because all of those proceeds from the store go back into all five of our library branches, you know, just for like, they help sponsor the Summer Learning Challenge, our Patchwork Tale Storytelling Festival, and this year they're helping sponsor the Library Con, which is coming up in May. So if you have a chance this weekend or any time, you know, just drop into the bookstore and help support the library. If you love the library, stop by Friends Books on Main.
I think what's so cool about the shop itself is where it's come from. When we were young reporters CN2, you know,
you've seen it evolve.
Lots of years ago, it was a sale, and they would like do the, you pay by the inch. And so they would stack up your books, and they would do that.
Once a quarter.
Yes, we had book sales every 3 months at the local church downtown.
That's
and it
was
so many books. And now they have a space to like, and they also sell books on the shelves at our branches too. So if you stop in any branch, there's books for sale as well.
Yeah,
so
it's great. It's really cool to see how that program has evolved.
You can find some fantastic coffee table books and books that you didn't realize that you needed until you get there.
Yeah.
And then you hear and see the title of someone's autobiography and you know they're going to spill all the tea and all the juicy gossips. I'm like, give me that. Let me take that one. I got that one.
You're so, still looking for one in particular.
You know, I actually have that book. I got it a long time ago.
What is it?
The Jessica Simpson autobiography.
What are you keep week. Asking for
I know. I've discovered it in my own library in my man cave.
You found it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I want the Demi Moore book. Okay. Apparently that, she spills a lot of tea. So if you see that on the shelf over there, let me know.
I'll let you know.
This weekly, give me an update.
And then an afternoon, we're going to move it along. An afternoon with author Judy. Is it Kurtz Goldman?
Yes. She will be helping the libraries bring author Judy Kurtz Goldman to the library on Saturday, May 3rd, in celebration of the Friends' 50th anniversary of service to the York County Library. Mm. So, you know, the Friends group was founded in 1975. So this is their 50th anniversary year. So we're excited about that. So we're going to have a lot of local author visits. And Judy is actually a Rock Hill native and local author here. She'll be talking about The Rest of Our Lives, which is her new book that comes out. I believe it's released May 6th, but at the event, that'll be like the first copies that she'll be there to actually sign and discuss. So if you're interested in coming out to that program, of course, it's free. And, you know, just register online for that program.
And save the date. You mentioned Library Con, but it is coming back again. Yeah. It's just like Comic-Con out in California, but this is our own version that attracts the same kind of customers and clientele.
Yeah, that Library Con is going to be on Saturday, May 17th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And that's for all ages. It's a free event. So, you know, the Friends help sponsor that. If you're looking for something to do on that Saturday in May, it's a really great opportunity to come out. We'll have comic book artists. We'll have a cosplay contest. We'll have giveaways, food trucks. So it's going to be a really exciting event. Last year, we saw over 500 people at this event. So this year, we're expecting even more people to come out.
And we'll give you more details as we get closer to that event. But it is Saturday, May the 17th. As always, you can check out a book online, in person, swing by your local York County Library branch, and learn more about what's on the shelf and beyond. Stacey Williams, again, is the marketing manager for the York County Library System. As always, Stacey, great catching up with you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Stacey. Thank you.